you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Manuel Betancourt and Christy Lemire. First up, the action thriller comedy Drive Away Dolls from director Ethan Coen, starring Margaret Qualley. Christy.
This is Ethan Coen without Joel Coen, but it has a whole lot of Coen's brothers' touchstones, from Fargo to Burn After Reading to The Big Lebowski. Margaret Qualley and Geraldine Viswanathan are lesbians on a wacky road trip to Florida with bumbling criminals after them. It's got some funny ideas, but ultimately feels kind of like a watered-down greatest hit and never really comes together.
Drive Away Dolls, co-written by Ethan Coen and Trisha Cook. It's rated R in wide release. The Ark of Oblivion, a documentary directed by Ian Chaney, who also narrates the film at which he's at the center. Manuel?
I love this. This is probably my favorite film of the week. I love a good documentary that is driven by curiosity. And here he's asking, you know, are we insane to believe that anything can last? Are we insane to think that anything that we make is going to endure and live past us? And it's playful and erudite. It takes you all over the world, from salt mines in the Alps to fjords in the Arctic. And it's just very playful and erudite conversation about oblivion and memory and art making.
The Ark of Oblivion is unrated at Lemley's NoHo 7 in North Hollywood. About Dry Grasses, a Turkish drama that's directed by Nuri Bilge Ceylan. Manuel.
This is a really lovely film about this art teacher in Turkey, sort of questioning his life and what he wants out of life. It's literate and emotional, and it's kind of a study on cynicism. But it's really enraptured by the ways in which we can dream up different worlds, even if we're following a very selfish kind of narcissist all the way throughout.
About Dry Grasses is unrated. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. And finally, the Italian drama Io Capitano from director and co-writer Matteo Garrone. Christy.
This is one of the five nominees for Best International Feature at the Academy Awards this year. It's probably my least favorite of the five, but it is a well-made, harrowing tale of two cousins traveling from Senegal to Italy in search of a better life. It's a little episodic, but the ending is just so tense and so well done. Long takes that really put you in there.
Io Capitano's unrated in select theaters. And please join us Sunday of next weekend, March 3rd. It'll be the 22nd Film Week Academy Awards preview at the historic Orpheum Theater on Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. We'll be joined by not just Christy and Manuel, but 9 of our other critics, all 11 of them on stage. We'll take you through all the major Oscar categories, show clips from the Best Picture nominees, and we'd love to see you there at the beautiful Orpheum Theater. All of our fans and attendees have a great time each year. Get your tickets now at LAist.com/events. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.